So yeah, pneumonia turned into C. diff. C. diff turned into my mother dying. My mother, all of it just turned into cancer. So, but I do have moments. It's so weird when you're, like, when I'm walking, I was walking to the grocery store, and I was just like, what am I doing? Why am I even buying food? Why am I trying to sustain this? Nourish my body just to stick around to get more bad news? Gotta keep myself alive so my ears work and I can hear horrible things. Certainly this can't be all. With my problem with my intestines, my diet has changed drastically. And so I can't eat anything other than like very, very clean, fresh eating. And just after I got diagnosed, and I was kind of having a hard night, believe it or not. And I was just like really feeling, you know what it is? I'm a drama queen. That is how I feel, because I'm not an alarmist at all. If you know who I am, I imagine you'd believe me. I'm just not easily rattled or anything. And whenever I'm telling people, I'm like, oh, I almost died from C. diff, or my mother just died, or I just went through a breakup, or I have cancer. I'm like, God, I sound so dramatic. Tig, relax. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is really happening. Like, this is totally not. But anyway, so I was having like this meltdown, and my friend Kyle was like, that's it, I'm coming over. We're gonna hang out, I'm coming over. He walks in, I'm like, okay, you caught me. And he's like, what? And then he lifts up this box of Triscuits. He was like, this? Let me read the ingredients. Cracked whole wheat. I was trying to drown my emotions in something. That's all I could do. Like, that's it. I'm going to the store and I'm buying Triscuits. It's like through all of this, like getting diagnosed, like, oh, I'll call my girlfriend. Oh, we broke up. Oh, I'll call my mother. Oh, my mother died. Oh, I'll go buy some food. Oh, I can't eat anything.